Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so glad you're here. On the Easy EdTech Podcast, we talk about technology integration. You'll hear tips and strategies from educators, and I'll leave you with a few big takeaways at the end of each episode. As a classroom teacher, I loved all things EdTech, and I started my blog, classtechtips.com, over 10 years ago to share my favorite ideas and spotlight new tools and resources. The blog is still going strong, and it's also where you'll find the resources from today's episode. So head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, to find the page for today's episode, or click on the show notes link in the description if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. This episode is sponsored by Tract, the first online community where kids teach kids. By unifying the process of creating fun TikTok-style videos with project-based learning, Tract unlocks every child's potential to be an impactful creator while sharpening 21st century skills. From Genius Hour and gait enrichment to PBL time and distance or hybrid learning, teachers can leverage Tract's free peer-to-peer learning model to transform teaching time while increasing your impact. To get your free classroom account, visit teach.tract.app and use access code Monica at signup. This week's podcast is titled, How Educators Can Unlock the Power of Instagram. If you're using Instagram already, thinking about using Instagram, or just curious about how educators are using this social media platform, well, this podcast is for you. It will include some favorite tips and a few I mentioned in a blog I wrote for EdSurge a couple years ago. You can find the links to both of them and a lot of extras on my podcast page, classtechtips.com/podcast. I can't wait to tackle this topic with you and hopefully make EdTech a bit easier. Let's dive in. I'm not sure about you, but sometimes it takes me a little while to jump on the bandwagon or try something new. I started using Twitter in 2012, and just like the blog classtechtips.com, I cannot believe it's been 10 years of sharing on Twitter and, of course, on the blog too. Even though Instagram came along later, it took a great conversation at FETC, the conference for technology that's often held in Florida, although this year it'll be in New Orleans, or 2023, I should say, it'll be in New Orleans. It was in 2018 with past podcast guest Jennifer Williams, where we were chatting and talking about how I should get in the game from a professional perspective to connect, share, and learn on Instagram, right? This popular platform. Now, like some things that I'm late to the party to, like watching Ted Lasso, which I love, or The Bachelor, which I can't help but love, I'm so glad I finally jumped in. My goal for using Instagram is to accomplish something I can't really do with my other favorite platforms like Twitter and Pinterest. And I was excited to snap pictures during my time working with educators in different parts of the country when I'm traveling around to different spaces. And of course, that behind the scenes look of day-to-day blogging and working from home hosting webinars where I get to connect with educators virtually. Using Instagram has been such a fun way to connect with educators who are also passionate about their craft and the thoughtful integration of digital tools. If you already follow along, you know that I also use Instagram stories and Instagram reels, those short videos, to help share EdTech tips and strategies too. In this episode, I'm going to share a handful of my go-to favorite tips to help you make the most of Instagram. This list of Instagram tips for educators could have been called Reasons Why You Shouldn't Ignore Instagram. I think this platform is truly a must-have for educators who are looking to stay up to date, gather new ideas, and connect with educators and organizations supporting educators too. So I hope you'll dive in after going through this list of tips with me on ways to unlock the power of Instagram. And if you have some of your own favorite tips and strategies, feel free to comment on one of my Instagram posts about this episode or send me a DM or email and let me know what's on your list too. Let's jump into this list of how educators can unlock the power of Instagram. First up, follow favorites. Start off by finding folks you might already be connected to in other places. Chances are they're sharing snapshots of their life and their learning that might not pop up on their other social media platforms. Although Instagram does let you search for Facebook friends to follow, I encourage you to use the search feature to type in names of people or organizations that provide engaging, useful content in other places you might find them. For example, if you participate in a Twitter chat hosted by an educator you admire, you might search for their name to see if they have an Instagram account. Or if you love the blog posts on Edutopia, I know I do, and I've featured plenty of Edutopia bloggers here on the podcast. You can search for their account to view the inspiring quotes, images, and graphics they post on their Instagram account. So following favorites is really the first tip. You might have someone in another place that you love to follow, and they probably share on Instagram too. Next up is to pay attention to stories. Although the pictures posted on an Instagram account are what most people view when they first open up the app, the Instagram stories at the top of the screen, that's the little avatar or account logo right at the top of the screen with a circle right around it for you to click on, is full of engaging, useful content. I often snap pictures of my travels now that I am back on the road for conferences or give a behind the scenes look at something I'm working on during the week. If you already follow along on Instagram, you know I sometimes start with, hey, happy Monday or happy Tuesday, and I kind of jump into a tip or strategy or an update right there. Now, I know I learn so much by taking a peek at other people's stories. It tells me what people are excited about, and it also inspires me to check out a book someone is reading or a website they are showcasing on their Instagram story. In my Instagram story, I sometimes share special deliveries like a book that was delivered or what kind of coffee I'm drinking if I happen to escape to a coffee shop in the afternoon. Now, I'm going to share a couple more tips, right? These are just the first two, but remember, you can find all of these tips and the transcript right on my podcast page. You can go to classtechtips.com and click on the podcast button at the top, or even just type in easyedtechpodcast.com and it'll take you straight there. So if you're on your commute or you're at the gym, it'll be right there waiting for you. Next up on our ways for educators to unlock the power of Instagram is this quick tip. Don't ignore the Explore tab. Now, the Explore tab, which you can access from the bottom of the mobile app, and even as I'm recording this, I'm thinking to myself, well, Monica, sometimes they update the app, so by the time you listen to this, maybe it'll move to another place, but right now and for a while, it's been at the bottom of the mobile app, is full of suggested resources. Using what the algorithm already knows about you, scary but also helpful, Instagram will suggest different accounts to explore. This sometimes feels like TikTok to me, since the suggested content can cover a wide range of topics. But one way to unlock the power of Instagram is to follow along with anyone who pops up on the Explore page that you'd like to hear from again, or are just curious to learn more about. This way, their content will start to pop up in your main feed. So that Explore tab, you don't want to ignore it. There's a lot of great things to find there. Another tip to add to the list is to search by hashtags. Similar to other social media platforms, Instagram lets users include hashtags in their posts and comments. This is a fantastic feature because you can easily find resources, ideas, and inspiration. The hashtags help you locate content in a specific category or about a particular topic. You can use the search feature, just like you would search for someone's account, that first tip of following favorites, to also search for a hashtag. Or if you see a hashtag on someone else's post and you're thinking, ooh, I want more of that, you can click on it and it'll take you to other pictures and accounts that have also used that hashtag. The hashtag EdTech is very popular, and you can also use a hashtag like Teachers of Instagram to find other educators on this platform. The next tip on the list has a hashtag connection, and it's to use Instagram to stay connected to events. Whether you're attending an event and want to share a picture from your day, or if you can't participate in an event but want to follow along on the action, Instagram lets you see what's happening at an event. While I'm at events, I snap pictures from my sessions and even from the expo hall floor to capture things I saw during the conference. I included the hashtag for the event so it's easy for other people to find when I do post these things. And if you follow me on Instagram, you might have noticed that I did this throughout the FETC and TCEA conference earlier this year in January and February 2022. And you can bet I'm going to do the same thing when I head to New Orleans for ISTE this June too. And of course, I search for things happening at an event too. By using the hashtag for that event, whatever it is on Twitter, it's often the same as on Instagram, right? So there's consistency typically across events. And if you have an event you want to follow and you're not sure where to find the hashtag for it, go to that event's organization's main page. So like straight to ISTE's Instagram account, when they're posting, they're going to use the hashtag for their event, and that's a great quick way to figure it out. We've got a couple more tips on the list for you before we finish up today. Next up is to take a look at Reels. Kind of like TikTok videos, these short videos usually tell a story, answer a question, show you how to do something, or just make you laugh. And for educators, these can be especially helpful. You might find a super quick lesson idea you want to dive into a bit further. You might find a new resource or one you totally forgot about and want to try out. I love how these videos offer a solution to a problem I already have and also ideas on new things to explore. So even if I have one of the songs, I call them sometimes TikTok or Instagram songs, stuck in my head all week, I'm usually pretty happy that I learned something or got some information or ideas or inspiration from one of these quick Instagram reels. For our final tip, it's all about you, and you can use Instagram to share your own interests, passions, and advice. Although the first tips on this list are useful for navigating and making the most of Instagram as a consumer, you can share your own interests, passions, and advice on this platform too. Whether you snap the cover of a book you're about to read or take a picture during a field trip that you have permission to post on a page, your own social sharing can inspire other educators. They might head to their local library to search for that book you recommended, or they might decide to take their students on a virtual field trip because you went to an awesome place in your own community. And your story is so important to share. Even if you never know who exactly it inspires, it's a great way to take the wonderful things that are happening in your world and spread the word about them. I hope you'll join me on Instagram too, whether you follow along or comment and share your own special moments. So let's go ahead and go through these tips one last time as we finish up and talk about making this ed tech easy. First, follow favorites and pay attention to stories. Next, don't ignore the Explore tab and try searching by hashtags. Then, stay connected to events so you can follow along on the go. And finally, take a look at Reels and maybe post your own passion, interests, and advice too. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode, including all of the ways to make the most of Instagram, on classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode, How Educators Can Unlock the Power of Instagram. A big thank you to Tract, our sponsor for this episode. Don't forget to visit teach.tract.app and use access code Monica at sign up to get Tract's on-demand project-based learning platform free for your classroom. That's teach.tract.app and access code Monica. Did you like today's episode? Well, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow or subscribe to the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you think a friend or colleague would enjoy the tips from today, send them a text or email with a link to today's episode. They'll appreciate the tips and strategies, and all it takes is a quick message to make their day and their tech integration a little bit easier.